This seminar has given a relative good share to the economical dimension of the problematic we are looking at, the resources problematic. Well, I think we came to this program around the economics dealing with the natural capital, with natural resources, because this seems to be the frontier or the horizon where we might need to bring in this complex thinking, this kind of global approach, this kind of interdisciplinarity, where we should not leave economists alone. It's not something that they obviously look for desperately, but it became a kind of society rule that economics is the pilot in the airplane. So let's see how we can start discussing with the pilot. And that was the kind of idea that was behind the offer of the program I had in mind. From this meeting, I was trying to move ahead on the conceptual side, and that was the reason for the morning session. That was the reason I asked Nils Stenseth to cover such a broad spectrum, like from evolution to economics. At the same time, I think one of the messages of the day was the idea about productivity, be it in the human systems or in the natural system, and in particular in the natural system. Well, keep in mind that one of the objectives of the Institute these days is to have a closer look to the productivity issue in the biological systems. We would like to, with the ideas that we discussed here, is to have maybe a fresher look of what's behind bioproductivity. And we will do it on two scales. One scale will be that of the organism. That's the area where I grew up, and I will try to figure out what productivity in a model system means. Is there a theoretical limit? Is there a kind of theoretical potential we can think of? The genomics era is pushing us to such interesting methodological limits that, or openings, that the question may appear feasible and desirable. Maybe the answer will be no. There is no clear-cut or perceivable limit in the bioproductivity of an organism, provided we modify the environment or modify other of the conditions in which this organism lives. But this is maybe not the most important issue, so I will get back again to Nils Stenseth. The other thing where we would like to look into the bioproductivity issue is the one related to the ecosystem dimension. I think that's the one that makes sense. And that's the one that will certainly be at the crossroad with the economical views on the productivity understood as an economic process, an economic event. So when dealing with these these two levels of the productivity or bioproductivity problem, I think we will come across even more difficult notion, which is competition, competitivity. It will certainly take us a while, but I think this becomes a cornerstone in the way we might move to what Philippe, for instance, was calling responsibility, go maybe to the real dimensions of efficiency, be it in human systems or biological systems. And that's kind of ideas that inside the Institute concern the conceptual dimension. Now, for the afternoon session, you understood very, very easily that I was chasing for those who can suggest us tools and methods that can be operational, say tomorrow morning, that we can apply them to the regional dimension of development, seen through the angle of the natural resources use, access, distribution, regeneration. So I will not develop this much, but the interesting aspect of this bon voyage, of this issue is what tools do we need, what data do we need so that we can do the real-time monitoring of critical information at regional scale. Now, we've seen at least two presentations in which message was there is enough data there, we pick that data, we analyze it and see, it is probably interesting and relatively relevant information. So here I have, what I will probably try to do in the next weeks and months is to come back to those of you that showed today tools and methods that have already been tested on the ground and try to see what type of data we need at regional scale. And actually, Stefan made the first inquiry and is telling us that with the exception of green gas, greenhouse gas effects and the resources not available.
Not available, the raw materials.
Raw materials, right. This is the type of digging and inventory that I think we are going to do. A more useful question on my side would be, despite the fact that we seem to have sufficient data available, is there, be it regional or other, or not regional or other dimension, is there some data that we really need and we do not have? Nobody seemed to go into that direction, and I'm curious to know, I don't know it myself, but I'm curious to know what type of data you think we need and eventually is not there. Again, type of data that we can use for real-time monitoring. I don't mean data that we can dig up from censuses that have been done 10 years ago. I would be tempted, one of the messages we received today is that politicians are interested in having kind of indicators or relevant data that's not older than 1 year. So in this range, I would like to know if we do real-time monitoring and that we use data sufficiently fresh, is there something that we do not have access for technical or for strategic regions? I don't mean that data is hidden, but maybe it's something more difficult to get. But that could be critical to things we want to put into balance. All right. And then the other thing I would like to get back to several of you, and I mentioned this morning that the Institute will work at building up a international network of laboratories, of centers, of projects, of programs, where if we decide to use real-time monitoring and data that is obtained through relatively homogeneous approaches, then doing a comparative studies at the same time with the same tools on different regions of Europe and in the world, that might be a very useful kind of study the Institute can engage in. You could tell me now, that will avoid losing time, money, and energy, that this is not a useful kind of approach. But if it is, then I would like the ones who participated to this meeting is to suggest this is a region in Europe or in the world we are working already on. We have there the network of connections, we have there the historical knowledge, and this region could be part of the program. So on these lines, I will try to get back to each of you and try to build up this kind of network on this type of problematic. So with this type of questions I am trying to raise here, I think we can take a few more minutes if there are questions to those who presented their data today, and you would like to have answers to those questions.